Hi guys. I was watching a movie with movie group, but apparently Rabbit just decided that that wasn't supposed to happen today, so can't get back in the room. So yeah, I'm just gonna do. Where is it? Whoops. I'm gonna do texting guys broad spectrum questionnaire, and I'm sitting outside on my deck, so I don't want my neighbors to hear too much, but. Here we go. Question one. Wait, what does this say? Oh, questions from OkCupid. Those are interesting questions. But this is fun. These are different. Everything's a little different. So, question one. What is an average everyday task or thing that you do that may be interpreted as sexy by someone else? I guess I bite my lip a lot. Is that a everyday task? That's not a task. Okay, no. Everyday task. I don't know. At least for me, I like watching people do things with their hands. It's very relaxing, kind of an ASMR type way. And I am a server bartender, so maybe like pouring beers, like tapping a beer tap. I think that's kind of, I don't know why that would be sexy, but sure, interpret that as you may. Number two, what is more dangerous for society? Anti-intellectualism or pseudoscience? I kind of feel like they would go hand in hand, as in if you were anti-intellectualism, then you would by default sort of promote or provide pseudoscience, maybe. But I think the anti-intellectualism is probably more dangerous than pseudoscience, because I mean pseudoscience is like, you know, it can be rebuffed or disproved by intellectualism, so because they would kind of cancel each other out in some way. This is terrible. These are terrible answers, but you know, I'm gonna keep going because I have nothing better to do with my time. Number three, what is your preference for a partner's pubic hair situation? What is your preference for overall partner body hair? I just trim it, like, keep it clean and trimmed. That's fine with me. If you want to shave it, go ahead, whatever, but don't expect me to shave it all off, because I'm not a fan of, like, the bare look. Makes me feel like a child. Plus, it's a very sensitive area, and, you know, you probably shouldn't use a razor there too often. So yeah, keep it trimmed, that's fine. Overall body hair, whatever. I'm not picky about that. I actually prefer a guy who has, like, some hair on his chest and hair in his legs, because, I don't know, it just seems very masculine to me. Yeah, that's, like I said, that's kind of irrelevant to me. Body hair, whatever. Whatever is natural for you. Number four, what sort of dance styles do you have experience in? Which are you best at or like the most? And if you don't know how to dance, what would you like to learn? I'm just like a freestyle dancer. I probably haven't danced in like, I don't know, a year or so now. But I used to go out with girlfriends all the time and only ever danced when I was drunk. very much like just like a free mover type dancer. So I don't know, maybe like sort of hip hop. I did take tap and jazz when I was younger for like 5 years, so that was a lot of fun. I loved tap. I probably couldn't do much besides like a shuffle ball change right now, so I haven't done it in a long time, but what would you like to learn? I guess I would like maybe like to take some tap classes again. I think it was really fun. It's I like the rhythmics. I like being able to create your own music with your feet. Like, that was always interesting to experience with me, or to explore for me. I'm sorry. I'm so tired. And had my second beer, so my brain's a little merps. Where are we? Number five. What was the last thing you did that you felt embarrassed by, either in private or public? Oh gosh, I embarrass myself a lot. Maybe I'm just easily embarrassed. Also, I just do a lot of stupid shit. I don't know, I guess the most recent thing. Probably like something I said in group chat. I kind of like walk into a trap a lot. Like I put my foot in my mouth. Basically, like it's like I say something and then immediately after I say it, I'm like, okay, cue the obligatory, like, that's what she said. Then I get embarrassed and run away. Oh, jeez. I mean, privately, you don't need to know that. I'm an idiot, so. Number six. Let's say you started to notice your hair thinning, and you've come to the real... I don't know why I'm still laughing about being embarrassed, because I'm embarrassed right now, probably. Okay. Let's say you've noticed your hair starting to thin, and you come to the realization that you're balding. Oh, no. What would you plan to do about it? Okay. What about you do... Okay. What do you plan to do about it? What would you do if your partner was balding? I speak English sometimes. I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I chopped my hair off actually a couple, like 4 years ago now. I mean, I'm talking like buzz cut. And I actually really liked it. It was kind of fun. It was super low maintenance, which was nice. I didn't waste 25 minutes in the shower. Also, like, good shampoo is pretty expensive. And I go through a fuck ton of conditioner. So, I don't know. I think I'd probably be like, okay, it is what it is. Maybe buy, like, some cool wigs or something. Just so, like, I could have fun with that, too. If my partner was balding, that doesn't... Whatever. It is what it is. He actually just started growing his hair back out, I think, like, I don't know, a few months ago. So that is kind of nice. I mean, I like the thought of, like, grabbing onto it and stuff. That's always fun. Plus I'm like a hair petter, rubber type person, so it's kind of hard to do that when you don't have hair. I mean, otherwise it's not going to change the way I feel about the person just because they don't have hair. Whatever. Number seven. Is it ever okay to be arrogant and snobbish when you know you're right? I mean, I think you can be indignant, or I think you can be... Maybe the word is defensive. I don't know. I don't think that arrogance or snobbishness is necessary, but... sometimes when you're right, you're right. I'm always like devil's advocate. I'm always like I'll be the angel and the devil on your shoulders. So I'm like, okay, I probably would not be happy if I was talking to someone and they were just consistently arrogant and snobbish about proving their point. But you know, I also would be able to step back and say, okay, well, they are right, you know. But you don't have to be a dick about it. So yeah. Number eight. What was the best sex toy accessory purchase that you ever made and why? I've been talking about this like quite a few people lately. I did buy a Hitachi recently. I've only ever used it on myself. I think it would be easy to say was my favorite or best purchase if I like could experience it more. Maybe with someone else using it. So I'm going to go ahead and say it's my, I have to whisper because my neighbors are outside, but it's my glass curved dildo, which is great for my G-spot. It's fantastic. And honestly, nothing has ever made me come so fast. Okay, moving on. Number nine. If you had to describe your body using three words or less, what would you choose and why? It says that it's okay if you use words already used by other posters. Let's be realistic, folks. I mean, I'm sure probably, like, most of these answers have already been said, but I don't... I'm too lazy to listen to everything, so... whatever. I would say, curvy, soft, and voluptuous. That's also curvy, but that's my answer and I'm sticking to it. Number 10, how do you feel about people who talk openly about their sexual exploits to you? Should they? Why or why not? I mean, I guess it depends on the context. If we're talking about our grandparents or something, and then you tell me that you got fucked in the woods by 17 people at the same time, that's a little odd. But if we're already on the subject and you bring it up, or you talk about it, I mean, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, it's not something I necessarily mind. I'm open to, obviously, hearing information. I'm always curious, and I think it just depends on how it's approached, and you know, there's a time and a place for everything, as they say. So, yeah. Number 11. What is your morning routine like on most days? Give us a little glimpse of what it's like to wake up as you in the morning. Well, usually I sleep as late as I possibly can. Like, if I have to work, say I have to work that day, I'll sleep as late as I possibly can, pretty much. I'll go upstairs, and like most of the time I'll have some coffee. I usually don't eat first thing in the morning because my stomach's a little strange and it never works out well for me. So yeah, I'll do that. Like, I'll probably check some news or social media, pop into chat lately and just say hi and stuff. Most likely I'll have a cigarette, and then I'll just go about my getting ready routine. If it's a day that I don't have to work, like an off day, usually I'll wake up earlier than I have to, just naturally, and then I'll just kind of like lay in bed for an hour or so and do this, like, similar things that I already mentioned, just kind of play around on my phone or do a little bit of reading. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not a morning person at all, so I'm super mellow in the morning. I don't really like to talk to a lot of people. Definitely just want to, like, get my head on straight and kind of prepare for the day. Number 12, I think this is it. Oh, we're going to do the bonus question too, but so two more. As of reading this questionnaire or recording it, take the last user you're PM'd with and tell us what your new GWA celebrity couple username would be. That's adorable. I don't PM too many people. I do talk to Growly Bitch a little bit, or Growly Little Bitch a little bit lately. Oh my gosh, sorry Growly, if you're listening, I haven't messaged you back in like 4 days, and I'm really sorry about that, but, I digress. Anyway, so, I don't know, maybe, like, Candidly Growly Little Cutie? Candidly Growly Little Cutie. I don't know, something like that would be cute. You guys are probably more clever than I am. It says, alternatively, you could take your name and the name of your GWA crush, which is... I mean, I'll skip that one. If you look at my post history, you'll figure it out. It's pretty obvious, but... I guess we would be, like, Candidly Cloudy or Pulsating Cutie. Does that even work? I don't know. If you think of anything more clever, go ahead, share it, please. All right, final question. We are very near the end. Oh my gosh, and I'm watching a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers playlist, because American Girl's been stuck in my head now for like a few hours, and I'm watching... this is so appropriate. I'm watching the video for Don't Come Around Here No More, and it's very, Alice in Wonderland tribute, and it's okay. Now I'm distracted. This video is awesome. Anyway, bonus number 13. You can send a message in a bottle back in time to yourself. What age of you would you send it to, and what would it say? This is hard for me because I feel like I'd want to go back to maybe like two different points or three even, because I had a lot of self-doubt all throughout my adolescent years. I think, yeah, sometime in my teens probably. I don't know if there's an exact age, but I guess I would tell myself that that it's okay to like be selfish and pursue what I enjoy instead of making myself uncomfortable just to please other people, just to feel like I was, I don't know, fitting in or whatever. Sorry, this gets like a little dark here. I'm not trying to bring anyone down, but yeah, I guess I would say like it's okay to be selfish, it's okay to take care of yourself. That's it. Like, I didn't understand self-care at that age. I was just kind of blindly following and just interested in what other people liked, and I never really like kind of explored what I liked or what I was interested in. And now I'm in my late 20s and I feel like I don't have any like real hobbies anymore, because I just kind of got so stuck on what other people enjoyed. But yeah, now I'm finally coming back to some hobbies from the older days, and it's been really nice. Like, I've been reading a lot more, and obviously GWA, and like working on some recordings and stuff, reading a lot of poetry lately. So that's been really nice. Also baseball. Yeah, that question got way longer than it was intended to. That's it. We're done. Thanks for listening, y'all. These are great questions. I like the variety a lot. So thanks to Texan Guy. And you guys have a great Easter. Happy Easter, everyone.